One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time on a fancy water bottle
with ultra-titanium alloy metal.
You're not sure why you need all that. I mean, it just holds water.
But you're getting it anyway. Because if you're hiking near an active volcano and you accidentally drop the bottle into molten lava, your water will still be icy cold. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For water bottles. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
What do you mean there's something in the water?
I don't know, there's just something in the fucking water!
Hey guys, welcome to another episode. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Katie Afraidy on the Fangoria Network. I'm your host, Katie Hettenbach, and guess what we're talking about today? Alien Romulus. I know it's shocking. This is a mask. This is literally, it has eye holes. Do you see this? This is insane. This is insane. Oh, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. As always, Ben's behind the camera. We're in a different location. I'm scared. It's okay. I don't know where I am. I went to an advanced screening of Alien Romulus, and they gave out face huggers on all the chairs. But it's a mask. That's the crazy part, is that they put eye holes in it. Like, that's just silly. That's just, but it looks like an elephant. It looks like Snuffleupagus. He's just a little dirty. Anyways, I'll sit back down so that I don't, wait, hold on. How do I have, there we go. That feels better. That's better. Yeah, because he's just going to be there. He's my buddy. Now I'm like, I want to be Ripley for Halloween because I liked Alien Romulus. That's what I'm going to say. And Ben has seen Alien Romulus, so he's going to also talk about it with me. But guess what? I don't have any notes, guys. I don't have any notes that I wrote down. And this is going to be a quick little episode. And it's going to be a quick little baby episode. So let's get it, kids. Let's fucking get it. Alien Romulus. Saw it in 4DX twice. Ben, did you see it in 4DX?
No, I saw it in IMAX. How was the 4DX?
Holy shit. I went twice because it was so insane. Have you done 4DX before?
Yeah, I saw Moonfall in 4DX.
Oh, what the fuck is Moonfall?
It came out like 2 years ago. It's okay. About the moon falling into the earth.
Don't like that.
But
that's
it was insane. The movement was insane. Yeah. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire in 4DX. Poop from a butt. And not even intense at all or fun and exciting.
Dude, Alien Romulus. So fucking good. When I went the first time and they were shooting promo shit. That's why we got this. And my friend and I, we were in the back row. And of course, we were like really exaggerating the movements and whatnot. And they came and filmed us. And I dumped an entire thing of popcorn on myself. Like a, whoa! And I slid on popcorn for the whole hour and 59 minutes. You couldn't just make it 2 hours flat. You had to make it 59 minutes. An hour and 59.
They knew what they made was so perfect.
So fucking perfect. I like this movie a lot. It was very fun. And the 4DX, they added, like, there was smoke. I didn't realize that 4DX, like, that rain was going to fall from the ceiling. That's what really got me. Because, like, that's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. It's giving, like, hot yoga where it's definitely not going to be around for more than, like, maybe 20 years because it's not sustainable. Like, hot yoga, those places are, they have mold issues all the time.
That's so funny.
And 4DX seems like it's going to have the same problem. Because there's just water constantly being sprayed.
Yeah, dude. Especially the stuff that sprays from the seat into your mouth.
Oh, my God. Like, directly in your mouth. That was crazy. And then they had, like, the smells, too. Whoa. And the one smell, I don't know what it was, but it gave me such, a headache and made me, like, nauseous. I was like, I'm going to...
Well, that's the alien-ussy.
I know. You can literally see. I feel like if I show it, it'll be triggered. But there's literally an alien-ussy on this. And it's Alien Romulus. Who knew? Who knew? I'll do a log line because when I'm alone, that's what we do. There's only one log line on IMDb. Wow.
Can I say it with you? Wait. Yeah. Is this the one? Sorry. Not the tagline. I forgot the log line is the basic summary. I forget. Yeah. Sorry. You just continue.
While scavenging the deep ends of a derelict? That's not a real word.
David Dobrik.
A David Dobrik space station. An abandoned space station. Just say abandoned. Why the fuck did you... Okay. An abandoned state... let's start over. While exploring the deep ends of an abandoned space station, a group of young space colonists come face to face with the most terrifying life form in the universe. And it's not the alien, let me tell you. It's not the fucking alien. It's the thing at the end of the movie. Holy shit balls. Holy shit. Oh, God.
I haven't been legit freaked out in a movie like that in so long.
The amount of people in the theater, like, both times I've gone, everyone was just like, oh. Like,
audible
that's the
groaning
reaction
and gasping.
In the scene. Like,
so incredible.
And you know what's even worse? But it's also great.
Oh, you think he's hot?
That's a real person.
Oh, yeah.
That's a 7'7" basketball player who looks pretty close to what the alien actually looks like. And again, I'm sure he's a great person. I'm sure he's a great basketball player. But he did a great job. And I never want to meet him in person. I never want to fucking meet him. Because I am terrified of that man baby. He, alien man baby, he... it was just so unnerving.
Robert Bobrovsky.
And did he breastfeed?
I think that was the implication.
Okay, I was like, oh, so you can show fake vaginas with the alien, but you can't show a boob on screen? What?
They just showed the boob goop, right?
Yeah, they showed the boob goop. And then she gave birth to a weird alien baby that was fucking terrifying. And then... it grew, like, in seconds.
Dude, the shot of the footprints going from baby to monster alien.
Yeah, like, that thing fucking grew. And he grew to 7'7".
Dude, he grew so fast, it was despicable.
Despicable me. It was again, he did a great job at scaring me, and I hated that
so
much.
He did do
much.
A good job.
But let's talk about my favorite character, Andy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I loved Legend. Andy so much. I freaking loved Andy. The moment he got on screen, I'm like, oh, look at him. He's adorable. He's adorable.
So sweet.
But then in interviews, he has so much swag. And I'm like, fuck yeah, Andy. Good for you. Good
he, yeah.
Good fucking for you. But he is this little, he's this alien. Not alien. He's a robot. I didn't realize he was a robot. I just thought, I was like, oh, he's.
He prefers the term synthetic artificial person himself. I forget. Oh, that's a quote from Aliens.
Yeah. Well, I think he also said that, says that in the movie at one point. But he's him and Rain like grew up together or whatever, because Rain's dad, her parents are dead, of course, and you know, that's that. And her and Andy are friends, and they go to space, and there's like all this tension with their friend group. Tyler is the love interest for Rain. Tyler's sister is Kay, and their cousin is Bjorn, question mark? Is that how you say that?
Yeah, okay. I think so.
Okay, that feels wrong. I didn't know that was his name. But he's the cousin who's a piece of shit. However, throughout the movie, you know, as soon as you find out, oh, Kay's pregnant, the amount of people who said, oh, Bjorn's the father, I'm like, that's her cousin.
I think that was implied in the movie, that, allegedly, that is the case.
Is it?
I think.
Because they even...
That's why the baby was so tall and weird. Just kidding.
That's because of the alien shit, not because of the... But then... Because, like, the moment where Kay's, like, running out of their little ship onto the abandoned ship, and trying to get away from the alien.
Oh, man, when she falls.
Before she falls, Bjorn like grabs her, and they like are like forehead to forehead, like breathing together. Like it's like very, it's very, I mean.
I want to say that's
These movies are very sexual, whether they're intended to be or not. I mean, they're very phallic. They're very, yeah. what's the feminine of phallic? Not phallic.
Bajoingle.
There's vaginas everywhere.
Well, my understanding is that the whole idea is that it's supposed to make men feel sexually violated and like just generally their bodies violated, these movies, in a way that like they don't normally in real life.
Okay. Yeah, I see what you're doing. Yeah.
That's why it's so effective.
I see what you guys are doing. But the girl who played Kay, the one who's pregnant.
Dora.
I was like, she's Dora.
That movie rocks, by the way. Dora and the Lost City of Gold.
Oh, my God. But as soon as Navarro got on screen, I was like, oh, Navarro is going to be the first to go. But then she's literally the one in the poster. So I just didn't realize that she was going to be the first one to go. But it's Navarro. Rip. She was honestly dumb didn't get away from the door fast enough and is pretty slow. So, you know, also I would have killed. I'm with Andy on this. It's logic over emotions. If a face hugger is on my face, kill me.
That whole scene where he wasn't opening the door, I love how that was like the opposite of the beginning of the first Alien movie, where that was the mistake, and that they, like, because there's so many horror movies where they just make a stupid mistake all the time, and that's like the inciting thing. But they didn't do really a lot of stupid things in this one.
Well, because Andy was like, I'm not fucking doing that.
And he's real for that.
But Dora was fine. Dora, we found her with the map. I'm the map. She's in the goo of the alien on the walls, because there were thousands of fucking aliens on the walls. And there was an army of aliens. I wanted to see more of the aliens. I wanted them to see, like, because there were thousands on that ship. And they just showed, like, at one point, I think they showed, like, four on screen. And I was like, I want to see more. I want to see them all. But I wanted more of them.
Yeah.
But it's,
it's so tough how to like make it scary when I feel like when you have too many of a thing and it like cheapens it.
Yeah, but the face huggers, those were fucking creepy. Dude, and a lot of them were practical.
The little RC ones. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I love that so much.
It's, which just made me really happy.
I saw a clip online that Mr. Fede Alvarez said he was literally had the camera like in one hand and was like just moving a face hugger with his other hand under the water and it just like worked.
I love it.
It's so cute.
I was like, that's, you know what? Filmmaking at its finest. That's legend. So cute. The way that you tried to kill that guy with a face hugger. Like that was so cute. That scene though where they're trapped in the because they're trying to get the
cooling canisters from the board game.
Yep, cooling canisters for their 9-year journey to the other planet or whatever the fuck. And they so that they find the cooling canisters, but then they get trapped in this room and Rain's like, oh, use this to upgrade Andy's chip so he can gain access to everything. But the when that happens and he reboots and his eyes go back,
dude,
and he said that was fucking that was scary as that was creepy. Nuts.
Every set piece in this was so perfectly choreographed.
Yeah.
That one and the one where the ship first crashed into the side of the space station and she screamed right when like it slammed into the side of the dude.
It was honestly.
Meanwhile, in 4DX, you're getting thrown out of your seat.
Literally. This movie fucking, oh my God. Robert!
Sorry, I just got us so off track.
You're good.
By screaming.
Robert, it just says Offspring.
Yeah, the Offspring.
Oh, what a good name. I hate it. Kill it with fire. Kill it with fire. Blow it in space. Get it out. Get it out of here. Get it the fuck out. Get it out.
If you like and here's a recommendation. Alien Resurrection, very divisive. It's the one after Alien 3. It also has, medium spoiler, just also a crazy kind of hybrid creature in it.
Okay.
That I'm glad I didn't see Resurrection before this movie because I think it would have softened the blow. So I would say see Romulus before Alien Resurrection if you haven't seen either.
Technically, the order for the Alien movies is Alien and then Alien Romulus.
Yeah.
Which is perfect because I've only seen Alien.
I think that's the perfect way to go into this one.
Yeah. Or even honestly... truthfully, you don't even need to see an Alien movie to go. It's pretty straightforward and they explain everything. And it's not like there is a couple references and Easter eggs. Like Ash.
A couple.
Ash.
Yeah, that was nuts. God, I wish they had more CGI budget for that.
Right. Oh my God. They brought back Ash. I went with Torio Van Grol, who did the Alien episode. And as soon as Ash came on screen, I was like, it's your guy. It's your guy. And
he's you
like,
love what? Him.
He's like, what? I'm like, it's Ash. He's like, oh. Huh? So fucking good, though. Oh, my God. That was weird to see Ash, though. And he was still a little bitch, but he finally got what he deserved. And Andy's like, fuck you. I'm picking humans. And Ash is like, you hypocrite. That's what he did as he like went like faded into Saturn's rings. Or whatever the fuck. But it was Saturn, right?
I didn't even think about that. I just figured it was just a planet. But that, I guess.
I'm just saying things now. I don't know.
I think they're so intergalactic.
You know what? Beetlejuice talked about Saturn, so I think that's why I'm...
Yeah, you got Saturn on the brain.
Must be Saturn on the brain.
It's my favorite planet. Can't even pretend it's not my favorite planet.
My favorite planet is Neptune.
My favorite planet's your mom.
Ass got him. Oh shit. Roasted. Just like face huggers, right? Did you have a favorite moment in the movie?
It was the shot where in that same choreographed scene I was talking about earlier, mm-hmm. where the ship crashes, it's the shot down the empty hallway as the ship is going by and the lights go past all the windows, mm-hmm. and the light like moves through the hallway. And also the way it got completely silent when they showed the Offspring.
I love that.
That was so awesome.
Because it's like...
Sound design is so important to me. I have a degree in that.
Yeah, it's... You agree it with you. I agree with that with myself.
Oh, no. I have a degree in
that. Oh, I thought you were saying I agree with that.
Oh, me doing a sidebar to myself agreeing.
Yeah. I'm like, there's a third person on a mic. You can't actually see them, but it's just Ben talking to the same mic.
I just really appreciate, somebody said how character geography is so important in a horror movie.
Yeah.
And God, they just, everything was done so well in this.
It really was.
Technically.
And because we were seeing, I like that we were seeing the creature as Rain was seeing the creature.
Yes.
And it was like the, like we all were like, oh fuck, what's that?
The fact that the reveal was not close up.
Yeah.
It was across the room and It was in a very horrifying position and you could barely see it at first.
That's. So
it gives you a second for your brain to register how scary it is.
That's, I like that. That's the kind of horror I like.
Like it was very much like the angle was the angle that human eyes would see. Like not too wide, not too tight. Mm-hmm. Like very like, you're in it, brother.
What?
I said, you're in it, brother.
Okay.
Sorry, I forgot you don't have headphones, so I can't whisper into the mic.
No, but and it's just you across the room.
In a lawn chair.
Whispering into the mic, it's gonna be ASMR. I'm just kidding, I fucking hate one. I hate ASMR. I hate it. I'm sorry. They make a lot of money, though.
The fan service was a little bit nutso.
The fan service?
Like, there's no reason for Annie to say, get away from her, you bitch.
I thought that was hilarious, though.
No, I did love it.
People clapped.
I'm glad they did it.
Yeah.
But I feel like it was...
People clapped.
It took me out of it.
One of my favorite parts was after the movie, we got interviewed for one of those like promo videos. I don't know where it is, and I'm really hoping they use my clips because we were being so stupid. But the best line I said was, in honor of Andy, I'm going to give you a really good dad joke about the movie. And they go, oh God. And so I was like, guys, make sure to go see Alien Romulus. It's out of this world. And I just stared in the camera and I dropped my smile and I just stared at the camera and then I dropped the mic and I walked away. And they were like, oh my God. And I was like, you asked for content. I'm giving it to you. Whether you like it or not, I'm gonna get it.
Yeah. Also, huge note, they said how he was playing, Fede Alvarez was playing The Last of Us. Or The Last of Us Part 2, maybe, when they were making the movie or writing the movie.
Oh.
And dad jokes are a huge thing in The Last of Us. Ellie's always saying the dad jokes.
Got it.
So there's a lot of wonderful homages to The Last of Us.
Do you have a good joke of a dad?
No.
I don't. A joke of a dad. My dad's a joke. Just kidding. I'm the joke. I feel like I'm constantly saying dad jokes, but I feel like they're more clever than my dad's actual jokes. I don't know if this is a dad joke. This is more like I'm a big fan of those, I know so many of the no arms and no legs jokes. They're like the cheesy pun ones.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah, those.
My favorite is, it's a three off.
Is it the one about cows?
No. Okay. Ground beef.
Lean beef.
Yeah.
Ground beef.
Lean beef. Lean beef, yeah. What do you call a cat with no arms and no legs?
What?
Dog food.
Jeez.
What do you call a dog with no arms and no legs? It doesn't matter what you call it because it won't come. And my personal.
Your mom.
And my personal favorite. And you leave Jody out of this. And my personal favorite, what do you call a horse with no arms and no legs?
Glue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Glue.
So many people don't know that it's called that horses are made from glue. Or glue is made from horses.
When God glued the horses together in space, where God is building horses.
I hate this. This is great. This is amazing. This is the greatest day of our lives. We're never going to die. Any final thoughts on Alien Romulus?
Practical effects for the win, of course.
Fucking awesome.
The acid stuff was cool.
It was insane. The gun stuff.
The way she fell out of the gun stuff.
It was crazy. The gun stuff was crazy.
They got that action sequence for fans of Aliens. I am much more of an Alien fan than an Aliens fan.
The, when she falls down the thing, the big tube, and then the alien catches her at the last second, I was like, kiss. Okay, I was like, ah, now kiss. Kiss. It's funny, though, because I was reading something about this, and the reason, do you know why the alien caught Rain? Because it seems kind of random. Like, I'll just have her die. Because there's no queen alien, all of those aliens are thinking about is reproducing and hunting. That's all they can think about. And she is the only viable source to reproduce with. So
that's the plot of Alien Resurrection as well.
Oh, good to know. Well, so that's why they saved her, and that's why when Rain looks over, she's being held by the alien, there's a face hugger. That's literally like right there, ready to go. Like, that's what that is. And it's like, you know? Wait, so how did all the other aliens get born if there was only a handful of humans on board that didn't die? You know what I'm saying? Because there was like at least 5 big aliens. So, like, how did they...
Oh, I guess it just must have been the previous crew members. There must have been enough.
Yeah.
I guess.
Maybe. I just was like, what? And then... So, this is just, like, this alien, you know...
Yeah, yeah.
And then he just... Egg and then leaves. The, and then this just dies? Is that what that does?
Yeah, brother.
Oh. It's kind of sad. That's this whole...
Yeah, it's a bummer.
That's his whole purpose. But then... How is this born?
Egg from the queen. I think. Because in Alien Resurrection, the whole point is that she gives it a human birth thing, so it gives live birth.
Oh, I don't like that.
So like she gives it
a
uterus and bajoin. Jesus. And that's how it gives live birth. So normally it's from the eggs from the queen. Yeah.
That sounds like a
Aliens.
Lot.
Answers a lot of these questions.
Got it.
Because there is a queen alien in that.
I will be watching all the Alien movies because I think I like them.
Third one is such a bummer and I hate it.
I think I enjoy them now because of Alien Romulus. So if you hated it, don't talk to me. Just kidding. You can talk to me. I want to hear why you hated it or you loved it. And out of 10, what do you think, Ben?
It's so hard for me to give ratings for stuff. I'm such a 5-star giver. I want to give this a 9 minus 1 for... Just some of the fan service stuff was like,
yeah.
But from just for me personally, I'm 100,000 out of 10. I'm so excited to go see this again.
It was fun as fuck
in Dolby, maybe this time or something.
Freaking do it. Honestly, I liked it a lot. I saw it twice. 8.5.
Okay.
I liked it a lot.
Okay.
Twas a fun movie. I liked it so much, saw it twice. I might go see it again if it's still in theaters. I don't fucking know. But only in 4DX. Honestly, 4DX just made it such a fun experience.
Worth the $20?
Yes. Honestly, genuinely, it is like so fun. It's not just scary. I did have a friend go, and he sent me a text. He goes, I had to leave. I started getting nauseous. And I'm like, yeah, there's a lot of movement going on. So just, you know, know yourself before you go into 4DX. If you get seasick, don't go.
It's so awesome. Did they do it where, like, the tiniest movements were just a huge jerk on the chairs?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I love it.
That's great. I went to a 4DX screening of... No, it wasn't 4DX, but they... It was, they did, like, the chairs did move and vibrate and shit, but it wasn't, like, this 4DX. But
I forget what it's called.
It was for Scream 5.
Was it at an AMC?
No, it was at the Dolby.
Huh?
Not the Dolby, the Chinese theater.
Oh.
And I was like, what the
fuck? Yeah, I've seen something in that very theater. Yeah, it just kind of vibrates.
Yeah.
And it maybe pokes you in the back.
I was terrified. I was like, I'm not doing this for Scream. Scream gives me...
You actually get stabbed.
Well, when...
By Jack Quaid.
a dream. a dream. Just kidding. Love him.
I have to say, in that last podcast episode, you said, have you seen The Boys? The show?
No, I haven't.
Okay, I didn't think so. Because you said Butcher, which is a character in the show who goes, "Oi, Huey," when he's talking to Jack Quaid. And then you brought up Jack Quaid, so I went, "Oi, Huey," again.
Got it.
So that's a fun Easter egg for fans of The Boys.
For fans of The Boys. For fan of boy. But yeah, that's the... What did you guys think of the movie? Just kidding, you can't answer because you're not here. But you can tell us in the comments below. Tell me, what do you think about Alien Romulus? Romulus, did you like it? Did you hate it? Did you see it in 4DX? Did you see it at all? Why aren't you seeing it? You should.
Were you afraidy?
Were you afraid? Were you afraid? Oh, thank you for reminding me. Were you afraidy and not afraidy of this movie?
I say that. I brought that up because I was actually afraidy at the very end there. I was a little freaked out.
Very afraidy. I was like, this is... What the fuck is this? And I think they did such a great job with that. And, you know, it's pretty much the same structure. Like, once you've seen one Alien movie, it's the same structure, I feel like, in all of them.
Oh, yeah.
But they managed to surprise us, I think. So that was a delight.
Brother, I was surprised.
Mainly
because you're like, they're not going to do that like that.
They're not going to. Oh, no. They literally are. Oh no, brother, no.
Brother,
I'm getting tired. It's chill. But yeah, so that's that. We were afraidy. Were you afraidy, not afraidy? Tell us. And also, give us a 5-star on, or, you know, just give us a rating. That'd be chill on all the Spotify, Apple podcast platforms. Also, we're on YouTube. Follow us on YouTube, Katie Afraidy. We also have a Patreon. Go subscribe. We clearly are not in our studio, and we need help so we can afford...
Help me.
So we can afford a nice studio to keep bringing you guys amazing episodes and guests, because as much as I love doing it on your couch, Ben, it's probably just going to be me if I'm on your couch, because it'd be weird to be like, hey celebrity, hey Sarah Paulson, come to this random apartment where there's minions fucking everywhere.
What? There's King Bob and there's a minion Pez dispenser in the corner. And yeah, the Minions 2015 Blu-ray menu was on when you came in, because we watched it this morning while I did the dishes.
Got so offended. To be clear, that there's not minions fucking everywhere. They're not fucking. There's just minions, period. They're fucking everywhere. That's what, yeah, okay. For that record.
There's arguably more Star Wars paraphernalia.
That's very true. But also, I don't know the difference. I don't know what.
It's also two Tron Funko Pops. But they were a gift.
Gift. You know what else is a gift? This podcast and our lovely sponsors, Filmcraft Studio Gear. You can find them at filmcraftla.com or on Instagram at filmcraftla and Fangoria. We love you, Fangoria.
Yay.
Yeah, you want a copy of Fangoria? Use code Katie Afraidy.
Yeah, I do. Sorry.
Use code Katie Afraidy 25% off. And I always got to give advice. Give good advice. Amazing advice on this movie.
Ooh, I have it.
Don't go to fucking space. If you are working in the mines and you just, you know, you just got enough time to like get out of the mines and then they give you more time, maybe just don't go to space, because then all your friends are, and your future lover or past lover, they're going to die. And then then his incestuous cousins are going to, have a kid, and that's gonna turn into like a 7'7" basketball player, and it's gonna be really scary. So maybe just don't, and stay where you are, or just, again, don't go to space, period.
Yeah, dude, he was worried about the wrong rings. He should have been worried about the NBA championship ring. Yeah, dude,
he's so tall. I keep looking up side by side comparisons of him, and then I just randomly show it to people, and they go, "Don't show me that." It's so weird. You just start to think about them being the same. Anyways,
and we know you love a tall man. Where do you draw the line on him being scary? Not in a height way, but just like, is he too scary?
Yeah, he's a little too scary. Also, 7'7" is huge. I want to date with a guy who is 6'7". And I think 6'6"
and
my
you
limit.
Died.
6'6" is my limit. That was a terrible date. But you know what's not a terrible date? A date with this podcast. Guys, we love you. I'm so good at transitions. We love you so much. Thank you for tuning in. We'll see you next time. And stay spooky.
The Romulus Space Station.
This place gives me the creeps.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.